Welcome to Loading Data into Azure SQL Data Warehouse with Redgate Data Platform Studio. My name's Stuart Leakes. I work at Microsoft as a technical evangelist for Azure. I'm joined today by David Bick and Tom Hodgson from Redgate. Welcome, guys.
Hi there.
For anyone that's maybe not familiar with Redgate, can you give us a little bit of a background to the company?
Sure. Redgate's been making tools for SQL Server for about 15 years now. We target developers and DBAs, so we make things like schema comparison tools or things to help you source control your database or monitor your database. And in everything we do, we try to adhere to this principle of being ingeniously simple, which means that it should be intuitive and easy to use, but actually quite smart under the covers.
Cool. So we're going to look at Azure SQL Data Warehouse, or SQLDW, today. I gather you've started using this internally at Redgate, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I guess like a lot of companies, we've got a database of product telemetry that comes in from our applications. And we've got some simple reports that run over that and tell us some basic things. But we began to realize that there were deeper questions we could be asking of that data, but that frankly, the hardware we had it on wasn't capable of supporting. So we were taking hours to run some queries, you know, and it really blocks that kind of investigatory sort of, you know, approach to looking at the data. So we asked our BI guy to pull the data into Data Warehouse. It seemed like a great fit because it can handle a large data set and it can help with the analytics case, and we can ramp up the compute up and down according to our needs. So we did, and he got the data in, which was fantastic, and some of the queries that were ours came down to tens of seconds, which was amazing. But it took him about a week to do it, and it was a week full of pain and frustration. He had to learn a whole bunch of new things, learn how to use a whole bunch of new tools, and the cycle of extracting the data, uploading it, and then hitting a problem and having to go back to beginning just was a little bit soul-destroying for a while. But it meant that we came out of that process with a much deeper understanding of the sorts of problems that happen when you try and lift that data up into Data Warehouse.
Okay, so I'm guessing that at that point, there was a bunch of knowledge that had been acquired around how to work well with SQL Data Warehouse, especially from an import perspective, and the background of 15 years creating tools for database developers and DBAs, and the two came together and Data Platform Studio was the outcome.
Absolutely, yeah. So we figure there are a bunch of people in the same position with those sort of 1 to 10 terabyte data sets that they're not really getting everything out of right now. So we thought, let's bottle our experience, put that into some software, and make it available for people so they can kick the tires on Data Warehouse as well.
Sounds great. Can we see it in action?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to show you how simple it is to get an on-premise SQL Server into an Azure Data Warehouse with dataplatformstudio.com.
Great.
And here I'm going to start by logging in, and I'm using my Redgate Work account. So I'll be redirected to my organizational signing page, and I'll just quickly enter a password. And then Microsoft will log me in just like it does to any other service.
Okay.
And as soon as I arrive on the landing page, I'm going to click the new import, and this will open up the new Data Warehouse import wizard. And now the first thing that you need when you're using Data Platform Studio is a gateway. And if you've ever used Power BI or you've ever used Azure Data Factory, it's the exact same principle. So the idea is we're going to install some software locally, which will allow the cloud app to see my on-premise database.
So this is something you'll download and you'll put in the same environment that your data source is, and that enables you to see the data that's there.
That's exactly right. And so when I click Create Gateway, Data Platform Studio will create an instance of this gateway specifically for my user account. And when that's finished, I'm prompted to download it. Now you can see in the background that Data Platform Studio is now waiting for that gateway to call home. So it's waiting for that gateway to install, start, and check in. And this will just take a couple of seconds to download. It's pretty small. Final security scan and we're off, and now this is going to install the gateway. And so I just click next a couple of times, and this will just take a second, and now what happens in the background is that the gateway starts and it communicates with Data Platform Studio. You can see in the background that it's been updated, it's now connected, and I'm ready to use it.
That wasn't too painful.
No, that's dead simple. That's what we do. So the next thing I have to do is that now I can see my on-premise SQL servers, is I'm just going to select one to upload into the cloud. So I'm going to type the name of an on-premise SQL server, and this is just dot because it's on the same box as the gateway.
So we're just using your laptop for demo purposes as your on-premises environment. So
that's right.
We're just saying connect to the local machine.
Yeah, but I can see any server on that network. And now click connect, and Data Platform Studio will communicate through the gateway with that server and give me a list of databases. Now, for the purpose of this demo, to keep it short, I'm just going to toy database AdventureWorks. Okay. But in reality, we're set up for much bigger databases. And the next thing that I'm going to select is a storage account in Azure.
Okay, so just so I was expecting picking where the data is coming from. I was then expecting you to say, which SQL data warehouse do you want it to go into?
Okay, so yeah, one of the things that we learned early on is that it was beneficial to first upload the data into Azure Storage. And this is for two main reasons. One is that it allows us to parallelize the import. And the second one is that it means my data's up there in the cloud ready should I decide to import it in a slightly different way.
So you can get the data up there faster, and if you go around an iterative kind of loop of changing the data model for your data warehouse, then the data's already staged in the cloud ready to do that.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's dead simple, because we've used a Microsoft account to log in, we can simply query Azure and get a list of all your storage accounts.
So you signed into Data Platform Studio with the same credentials you've used for the Azure portal, and then that's enabling you to just get this seamless flow of accessing that.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm just going to choose this account, which is one of my storage accounts, and click Next. And then here we get to the next part, which you're eagerly anticipating before. And we're here where we can simply select a data warehouse. And I'm going to do this one that I prepared earlier. And at this point, I have to enter some credentials because we're going to run some scripts on that server.
So these are the credentials to the data warehouse?
These are the credentials to the server that the data warehouse sits on.
Okay.
So now it's just testing that server's up and it's not paused. And everything's good to go, so I'm ready to click Start Import. And this is going to send a communication back to Data Platform Studio in the cloud, which in turn goes to the gateway and starts moving that data from the on-premise SQL Server.
Cool, we can see kind of the flow illustrated of the local data source to blob storage and then to SQL Data Warehouse, that you described. So at this point, you've kicked it off and Data Platform Studio is reading that data and putting it up into blob storage to go into SQL DW.
Yes, but Data Platform Studio isn't reading the data, so the data remains under control of the user at all times. So the user installs the gateway on their local network, and that gateway uploads the software to their storage account, so it doesn't go through the Redgate servers. All we do is we get a copy of the schema so that we can manipulate it so it remains in compatible with Data Warehouse.
So for the data, the gateway that we just installed is connecting directly to blob storage, and that never flows through your service, that just goes straight to blob storage.
Yeah.
You use the schema to work out what transformations and processes and formats you want to write the files to and how you do the import and how you layer your ingeniously simple magic on the top.
Yeah, absolutely. So Data Warehouse doesn't support everything that SQL Server does. So for example, if you've got a computed column, we're actually going to materialize that and put it into the data at upload time. And we're also going to swap out some things that aren't supported, XML fields, for example, text fields, they go to BN bar charts.
Okay.
As well as this, we're really working hard to make it efficient. So we're going to parallelize the upload, and we're also going to compress the data as we go, so this reduces the bandwidth and your storage space in the cloud, and makes it go a lot faster. And we also use a really great tool called Polybase, really great technology.
So Polybase is one of those technologies that's part of Azure SQL Data Warehouse that you're using as part of the import process to enable some of the scenarios.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great because it allows us to parallelize that process. It makes it really fast. And because we know that's the next stage of the import, we can actually store the data in the storage account in a format that is optimal for Polybase.
Okay.
So we actually spread the data across 60 files because this just happens to be the optimal number of files to read into the data warehouse.
Which might not be the number you'd choose.
Maybe not. And as well as this, what's interesting is it actually allows us to work around some of the difficulties when you're using Polybase. So you've actually got to be really careful with how your dates are formatted when you're using Polybase, and we take account of that. You don't need to worry about it. And we also we handle row and column delimiters.
Okay.
So if your data has commas in or new lines, and you're using this approach of going through a flat file storage in Azure into Polybase into Data Warehouse, it can actually be quite difficult to deal with that, but we deal with all that.
So you handle how to map into a flat file format and then extract from it again at the other side.
That's exactly right. And there's still a few early features of Polybase that we overcome. So for one example is Polybase. Polybase can only import tables at the moment with a maximum row width of 32 kilobytes.
Okay.
And we actually get wider tables in by importing them into separate tables and joining them back up in the data warehouse with a CDAS.
So you split them to work around the current limitation in Polybase and then join them back together when you get it into SQL Data Warehouse, so it just appears that the wide table went from one end to the other seamlessly for me.
Yeah, so the thing that we really care about is that the user doesn't know that. the user just sees the data in the structure in the data warehouse in the exact way it was represented on their on-premise server.
Cool. How's our import doing?
It's done. I mean, it's finished.
Okay, great.
So I guess now there's nothing left except for me to prove to you that that data's up there. And so we'll open up SSMS. And SSMS is great because we can now, we can now connect straight to that data warehouse. So again, I'm just inserting those credentials.
So this is connecting to the SQL data warehouse that we've just populated with data. You've set up the firewall rules to allow you to connect from your machine.
Absolutely, yeah. And I can again, as if I expand the databases, I can see here with a nice fancy icon, the data warehouse. And if I expand the tables, all the everything we expect from AdventureWorks.
The long list of AdventureWorks tables, isn't it?
We all know off by heart by now. They're all there. And again, I'll just select one and select some data. And there we go. And we can see that the data has been uploaded into the data warehouse.
Cool. So if I was wanting to start exploring what SQL Data Warehouse could do for me, this seems like a great way for me to take some data that I've already got in my environment and get it into SQL Data Warehouse without too much friction to then start exploring the capabilities of SQL DW.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love for people to come and try it. And that's exactly why we built it. It's actually in preview right now. We think it's solid, but we'd like to see a bit more variety of data go through it before we feel we can take that label off. And what we've built right now, we recognize is a bit of a one-shot use case. So actually, we've said even after it comes out of preview, that's going to be free to use. People can just come in, you know, lift their data up from on-prem to Data Warehouse and see if Data Warehouse is the right solution for them.
So the flow we've been through is free and will stay free.
That's absolutely right.
So what sort of other features might you build on top?
So we've got some ideas. We're really hoping to hear from the users what they need. The sorts of things that we've heard so far, people are unsure of how to optimize the data in the data warehouse. So there are some choices you can make about how you model it or how you distribute it amongst the multiple nodes, the parallel nodes that there are. Also, people have talked about us surfacing some of the control that we've got in the application. So some of the choices that we've made for people to actually lift those up so that people can make their own choices about how the data gets imported. So those are two things, but we're really keen to hear what other ideas people have for what we should do next.
So this looks like a great way to get started with getting the data in. Thank you very much for coming, guys. Thank you, David. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for having us.
For anyone that wants to get started with Azure SQL Data Warehouse and is interested in Data Platform Studio from Redgate, we'll have links to more videos and information about both of them in the Channel 9 notes below. Thank you.